Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, March the 30th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's offering. Well, the first passage is called The Grip Tightens, and I talk about the Patriot Act and some of the similarities between what went on in the legislation of the Patriot Act and how it was meant to be temporary, but of course never went away. And you know, America gave away a huge chunk of its rights in the wake of 9/11, and it's 20 years on, and people have never received them back. You know, there's no asterisk in the Constitution that states that the Bill of Rights is null and void in the event of a terrorist attack or virus outbreak. So we have quite a lot to say about that to start the show today. Then I am going to talk about the absurd legislation that has just been voted, which indicates quite clearly that the entire financial system is on the brink of collapse. You know, it's a shame, really, isn't it? There's no virus that kills only zombies, that so much else must be destroyed along with them. All right, well, then we will talk about how the Treasury has pretty much merged with the Fed, utterly against the Constitution, but as usual, there's nothing we can do about it. The Treasury is buying all the securities and backstopping of loans, which used to be within the purview of the Fed. The federal government is nationalizing large swaths of the financial markets. The central bank, the Federal Reserve, is providing the money for this purpose. As I said, the scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one operation. So we will discuss that. Then I will give you your bad news Boeing report, which you've all come to expect. Then we'll talk about a comparison between the Spanish flu versus COVID-19. The Spanish flu killed hundreds of thousands of people back then. I don't know whether you're aware of that. But everything remained open. The stores remained open, restaurants, steel furnaces. There was no panic. and I'll explain what happened as a result. Well, banks are going to take it in the teeth. There's no question. A lot of people are going to stop paying mortgages, credit cards, auto loans. That directly impacts the banks. Businesses are also in deep financial trouble. How does anybody think the banks are going to remain untouched by this? Yet the chairman of the FDIC is asking Americans to keep their money in the bank. How stupid does this person think we are, you know? Little discussion about that. Then I will talk about the S&P 500 companies buying back their own shares and some of the consequences of that. And then we'll have a look and see, is Trump the savior of America? You know, even Tennessee Williams couldn't conjure up a more fearsome and detestable big daddy than Mr. Trump. So we'll have a quick look at him and at Joe Biden too. And then we'll finish the show with the end story on Tesla, how the CEO walks on water or whatever. Investors, however, of course, are sitting on a one-month loss of 53%. And even now, Tesla's overvalued by a huge amount. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows, and I'll do that individually and on demand, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something similar. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that hopefully will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I said, feel free to select any 3 of the free shows from the Podbean archives. And if you don't have a preference, I do suggest the latest 3 shows because they deal with current affairs, and current affairs of the immediate past is what you're familiar with, so you'll have a better chance to know the shows, but you're welcome to select any of the others. So just let me quickly give you my contact information, my email address, which is on my Podbean page at the top, but you can write it down anyway, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, Martin and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then my Facebook and Twitter pages, which I try to keep up to date. It's been quite easy these last few days, so plenty to look at there. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. All one word, no punctuation, lowercase, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is quite simply www.twitter.com/RM, that's for Richard Martin, RM Wake Up Call. Okay, that's it, RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, wishing you a wonderful week ahead. I will be back with you on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, do take care. Bye-bye.